So I just started looking at women, and every time I looked at a woman, if I looked at her, guess where she was looking at me? Right in my eye. I never, ever, ever looked at a woman anywhere in my life that was not looking at me in the eye. I could be walking down a sidewalk looking, and I say, there's a pretty, pretty girl. You can see a pretty girl coming down the street, and you're looking at right now, and she's looking at the dresses and everything, and all of a sudden she kind of turns around, she senses you're there, and she looks. I have tried this all over the world. I have never seen a woman that her first impact won't be at your eyes. Do you girls know you do that? You know why you do that? Because you're looking to see where he's looking. I'm serious, girls. If you don't know this, it's time you learn this. And when you look at a man and he's looking you right in the eye, do you feel comfortable with that guy? Yeah. What if you look and he's looking at you somewhere else? Oh, then you keep an arm's length of this guy, right? If his interests are here or here or back here or somewhere else, whoops, wait a minute. I ain't comfortable. And every time you see this guy, he's looking at you somewhere else. He never look in your eye. Now, is God watching those eyes too? Did God tell him not to do that? And you want to know why that guy's suffering pain and agony? Because God's trying to get his attention. And sometimes he ain't smart enough to understand what's happening. But there have been a lot of men that have been sick and afflicted in their life because they didn't obey looking in the right place with their eyes. Never dreaming that is a sin. But see, did God tell you to pay attention where you look with your eyes? Yes, he did. Did he tell you to pay attention what you said with that mouth? Oh, let me tell you about this old woman that came to church last week. Man, she's the worst thing I ever seen in my life. Do you think that glorifies God? Do you think God's happy with that? Do you think that might make you sick? Most of us don't think it will, but it will. It will. It'll make you sick. Next day you come down, and that woman that walked in said, oh, you, that old woman that come yesterday, I heard her talking about me, and I didn't like nothing. And you say, you know, you might not ought to talk about her like that. Ah, it's okay. It don't make no difference. Next morning you wake up, and you got laryngitis. I can't talk. I wonder what happened. I need to call the deacons, have them come pray for me. So they come over and pray for you, and nothing happens. But they never think about repent of your sin. What sin? This couldn't be because of sin. Yes, it's because you sinned. Yesterday you spoke with your mouth. That that Book of Wisdom, Dave, you got that available? Wisdom 11? 6, I want to show you something we found in the Catholic Bible here a while back. I think Dave's got that where he put. Listen to this. Now, if you're not a Catholic or never read the Catholic Bible, you probably never have read this, but listen to this. This is in the Book of Wisdom in the Catholic Bible. In verse 15, in return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you send upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them so that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins. Oh, is that a kicker, huh? Well, that opened your eyes. Now see, sometimes you can learn something by reading somebody else's Bible. There's a whole lot of things put in this, but listen to this one more time. In return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you, God, sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them. See what they'd made their God? He sent that to punish them, and he said, so that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins. That's just like here a while back. Cheryl and I was ministering to some people, and there was a little lady came up. She had 3 children. And I said, honey, how can we pray for you? She said, I have got uterus cancer. I said, where's your husband? She said, he's out of the country. I said, oh. You hadn't been with him in a long time? No. I said, you wouldn't happen to be having sex with some other guy while your husband's out of the country, would you? Well, yeah, I have. I said, and you got uterus cancer? And you want to know why you got uterus cancer? I said, woman, with what you've used to sin with, God has attacked you in that area. I said, now then, until you repent and tell God you're sorry and make Him a promise that you will never go to bed with another man beside your husband. Never. How many of you women know that if you're married, you're never supposed to go to bed with nobody but your husband? Have you ever heard that? I mean, I think some people in the church obviously never heard that. It must be okay to sleep around with anybody you want to. Our morals in the church have gone down, and we don't understand these principles. We just do what the soap operas tell us. And they tell you to do that, don't they? Yeah, you can just almost, you can go to school, and they'll tell you in high school, oh, sex is okay. Just be careful. Or come by the office, and we'll give you something you can use, you know, so you'll be safe. No, why don't we just teach them, hey, God said. Oh, well, this homosexuals, you know, it's just another lifestyle. I'm going to tell you, God said He hates that. You know, He hates it. It's sin. And if you're a lesbian or a homosexual, you're going, if you don't change your ways, God says in Romans 1, you're going to go to hell when you die. But you can change. You don't have to stay there. He loves you as a human being. He will forgive you. But you can't stay in that lifestyle and go to heaven. People say, but I go to the church down here in Dallas, you know. All of them's homosexuals. We're going to heaven. No, I got news for that bunch. They ain't going. They ain't going. They are not going. And I'm not ever going to agree with them. Never. You know. And they want to know why those people have AIDS. I tell you why you got AIDS. I can stop AIDS in one generation without any kind of test or anything. Just stop having sex out of wedlock. Stop being a homosexual. Stop being a lesbian. You know, do it God's way and guarantee you won't never have to worry about any kind of venereal disease. It won't never happen. God will see to it. But He's the one that made all this, see. He's the one told us what to do. And people, it just never ceases to amaze me. And some of the things that we've learned. Do you know God says clearly in His Word, hold no unforgiveness toward nobody for anything. Some, you know, forgive. If you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. But we've learned anybody, almost everybody has any kind of cancer, has some form of unforgiveness towards somebody. And if it's a woman, and this is something that we've really pinned down, a woman has breast cancer, and you know, the women live in fear of breast cancer today. You should not. You know, it's just like hysterectomies. The average woman, when she gets past 40, the doctor will say, well, it's time for your hysterectomy. Well, we just come in and cut you all open. You'll cut your bottom open down here and take out all your pieces, and then your kidneys won't work right, your bladder don't work right, and all kinds of stuff, and you're only part of a woman now when you could have still been a whole woman because some doctor says it's time for your hysterectomy when you didn't need a hysterectomy. Well, nothing wrong with you, but he made good money at cutting you up. Oh, you said, but by the way, doc, I don't have any insurance, so I guess you'd be willing to do this for me for free. Free? No. Do I still need a hysterectomy? Well, no, come back next year and we'll check you again. No. He's in there for the money. Don't get me wrong. He's not in there for your benefit. He's in there for the money. You know, now I'm down on doctors because there's too many of them that does this to people. When all you got to do, just like breast cancer, little 20-year-old girl comes to us, got breast cancer, left breast. Honey, you got an unforgiveness toward yourself? Well, I hate myself. Oh. Did you know if you hate yourself, that'll bring left breast cancer upon you? A woman that doesn't love herself, it'll bring breast cancer in her left breast. Really? Sure. Repent, tell God you're sorry, and start saying, I love myself, and He comes back next Sunday, and ain't no breast cancer, no lump in her left breast. We've seen that over and over and over. Isn't that amazing? But this mind's in the right side. Oh, well, you got unforgiveness toward a female that's not a family member. Isn't that strange? Your right breast, you got breast cancer, and you got an unforgiveness toward a woman that's not related to you. So you forgive them, get right with them, we pray the prayer of faith for you, and next week you come back and it's gone. Amen. How many times have we seen that? So many times, it's not even funny anymore. When God says, don't hold a grudge. You think He meant that? Amen. Sure He did. So when He said, pay attention to my words, do you think He was serious? Yes, He was very serious. Because look at this. This wisdom 11:15 and 16. He says, verse 16, says, so that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins. So you tell a bad story on somebody with that mouth in your throat, and then tomorrow you got laryngitis. They never put it together. You know that? Are y'all seeing where I'm coming from here? So you start sinning with your hands. Something you touch. And all of a sudden you have some kind of problem or arthritis, or you start losing the feeling in your hands or feet. You know, it depends on where you got the problem. It's just amazing how it all works. So what is the answer here in this? Stop sinning. Is this true? Okay, let's go back to that proverb from where he was, Dave. Let's go back over there. Let's go to verse 26 and 27. Let's get these last two verses. Ponder the path of your feet. In other words, think about where you're going today. And let all your ways be established. Turn not to the right, nor to the left, but remove your foot from evil. Now, if God tells you to remove your foot from evil, what do you think would be the best thing in the world for you to do? Remove your foot from evil. Well, do you have to? No. But you will be sick if you don't obey Him. You will be tormented if you do not obey Him. Something will come upon you, and I remember a lady that was a nurse that came to us, and she had a cancer. And when she did, I told her, I said, ma'am, you got, and it was on her mouth. I said, ma'am, you got a sin of some kind in your life. I don't know what's wrong, but something you're doing wrong with your mouth. And I said, you got to get rid of that sin. Well, Thurman, I've repented of all my sins. Just pray for me and I'll be okay. You got a healing minister, I'll be good. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not the healer. He's the healer. I have to tell you what to do from His Word. You have to obey Him, and then I pray for you, and then He does something. But until you do what He says, nothing happens. So she says, just pray for me, I'm going to be okay. Okay, so I prayed for her. Next week she come back and it's just as bad. In fact, it started getting worse and worse. And I said, ma'am, you got a sin in your life. This sin's tough. I want you just to get me healed.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.